be a fireplace here,
mm-hmm.
and there would be a fireplace on the other side,
uh-huh.
and one around there on the other side, and have three fireplaces.
And one?
With one chimney.
Yeah.
And now one that starts swinging on top is a flue like one we have in the den, y'all. That's what they call a stove flue. It's swinging on the joists that go across there and going out through the top. It ain't built from the ground, but a chimney is built from the ground on up.
Oh, I see. And you call it double chimney?
Is it? Well, you can make a double chimney. Then there's some more single chimneys is built on the outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
Build it on, starting walled at the ground and go right straight on up
uh-huh.
beside the house and leave this part open right in there for your fireplace on the inside. That's uh-huh. that's a single chimney. You can have a one fireplace to that chimney. But when they built over in the middle of the house, down, you can get sometimes, I have seen high as four fireplaces, one chimney. And most of them will have two, one in this room, one in that room,
mm-hmm.
from one chimney.
So it goes just so
through the
center.
Large chimney, you see, and fireplaces would be in at least three rooms from one fireplace when it's on a corner. But just a single chimney from the outside, you can get with one fireplace though.
Okay. And then on the fireplace, the part in front, you know, on the bottom and in front, what do you call that?
Well, at the bottom is what they call a hearth rock. Right at the bottom of the where you flow, just a little uh-huh. above the flow level, a wide rock goes from each side across the fireplace from across that.
Just in front of it?
At the bottom, right at the bottom where the fire won't roll out on the floor and everything. It starts at the back of your chimney and come on to where your flow starts.
So it's inside the fire.
Inside fire, so on the back of it, see that big rock coming
yeah.
from in there, and on up it, there's a hearse rock over it, what they call it, keep the fire, because if we didn't have that in before,
uh-huh.
keep a bunch of wood all the time back then, and if it burned in two and roll out on the flat, on your floor, you don't set the house fire,
mm-hmm.
but by having that wide rock out there, well, see, it more than generally would fall down on that rock, you see, and
yeah.
roll off on the floor.
So, is that, I'm not sure the position of that, though. Is that, and what's the area then directly on the floor, I mean, outside of the fireplace, is that where?
What that rock were you speaking about?
Yeah.
No, the that rock.
Here, you want to try
to change some?
Draw it or something?
No, I was gonna show you about the about the heating it. See that there?
Uh-huh.
The rock. This here, the bottom of your heater,
uh-huh.
where you have bricks or anything you want back there, the rock. And then this here piece comes across here, come on out,
uh-huh.
right like that, and go back there, would that?
Yeah.
That was your hood rock out there, in case
yeah,
that fire fall down out there, would hit.
It is there,
Your flow wouldn't come no near to it, along here. You see it in cases.